For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
This has become sort of a sweet spot, sort of a show and tell part of the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And today's topic, you took a DNA test and found out what?
There's a North Texas man that grew up knowing that he was adopted. He never met his biological parents.
Okay.
Didn't know who his biological father was, just that he was a serviceman. And his mom was in Japan. And this was many, many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so he turned to 23andMe to try and figure out like who his dad was. And turns out he's got 7 brothers and sisters who have been looking for him his entire life. Like, his dad always told the story about having this son that he wasn't able to go back to Japan and bring back to the States. And they had been looking for him for 68 years.
No.
68 years?
Yes.
So
crazy.
Has he been reunited with?
Yes, he's been reunited with all of his brothers and sisters, and their next trip is, I guess they're all going to Florida together.
Pure magic.
I'm sure there are so many cool stories about taking an ancestry or a DNA test and finding out something. Think about all the people that haven't.
Right.
Oh,
and maybe in the back of your mind, you know, but maybe you're too afraid to take it because you know what the results are. You're not even prepared what the results are going to be.
Well, this man's story is very similar to my best friend Jamie's story, who she grew up never knowing her father, mm-hmm. and she took one of the ancestry DNA tests and found out she's got 9 brothers and sisters.
Oh, my God.
Her dad was also a serviceman and just had babies sprinkled all over the place.
Apparently, these gentlemen were too busy to take a DNA test for so long.
Had you taken it, and then like you get the results, like bloop, 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 bloop,
yeah,
bloop,
like,
yeah,
like
all these bubbles start popping up.
All of these child support payments to make. 404-741-0985. You took a DNA test and found out what? Maybe somebody called you and said, hey, by the way, I'm your kid. You know, that could work out that other way. You don't have to take the test. Jamie in Dawsonville.
I was taking an ancestry test, and then one of my older brothers came clean and said that when you take that, our oldest brother is not really our brother. Our mom was pregnant with him when she met our dad, and then our dad gave him our last name. So...
so he's always been your brother, but he's not your brother.
Oh, yeah.
So you have 2 brothers. The other brother knew.
Yeah, supposedly our mom had told him a couple of years ago, but no one ever told me.
Why are they hiding the news from you?
Yeah.
Well, it's not just me. We've got other siblings also, but...
oh, I was like wondering if you're a snitch or something. Like they hide stuff from you.
Don't tell Jamie. She'll tell everybody.
Yeah, right.
Not ready. 404-741-0985. You took a DNA test and found out what? You took a DNA test and found out what? It's our topic this morning because some guy just reunited and found out he had an entire family.
Yeah, he's 70 years old, never knew his father, knew he was adopted, so he took 23andMe and found out he's got 8 brothers and sisters.
I was telling you guys about this Netflix show where it was a fertility doctor that wasn't playing by the rules properly.
Huh.
I won't say anything more, but you got to watch it. The 23andMe, like, explosion.
Is it as good as Class Action Park?
I would say different.
Different category?
Oh.
Okay. Was this the fire festival
of
OBGYN
there you
types?
Go.
Okay, yeah. Tammy and Marietta, you took a DNA test and found out something?
I did. My brother gave me one for my birthday. And when I took it, somebody popped up kind of unusual, and I didn't know. So anyway, years later through Facebook, somebody reached out to me and said, I think I'm your sister. And she was. My dad was a serviceman, and he had an affair with our babysitter. She was of age, but in my mid-40s, I found out that I had a sister.
Oh, did you reunite with her? Did you talk with her at all?
We did. She lives in Maine, and she came down to see me right after COVID. Mm-hmm.
Did you reunite with the babysitter?
Her mother, not yet. I'm actually going up there this summer, so I might meet her.
But this woman watching you?
Yeah,
and
my
having
brother.
An affair mm-hmm. with your,
ooh,
yeah,
with my dad, and, who was married.
When
yes.
you met your sister, whose mom was the babysitter, but you guys had the same dad. Like, did you guys look alike at all, or were you like, oh, those
no.
are my eyes? Oh, okay.
No, we don't. But her daughter could be my daughter. Yeah.
Oh, how crazy!
Well, you might want to take another DNA test. Yeah. Maybe she is. Definitely giving extra credit. Like, if you're your own grandmother, we want to hear from you. 404-741-0985. This morning, we're talking about finding stuff out from taking a DNA test.
Yeah, Kimberly Broker on Facebook said that she found a half-sister and a first cousin that opened up a crazy family story. Robin Worthy found a older half-brother and a younger half-brother.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then Pamela Rowland found out that she had a cousin that was given up for adoption at birth. And 57 years later, that cousin is now in contact with her six siblings and her biological mother.
You know, you see some of these stories online or YouTube or whatever, and siblings that didn't know they were siblings when they mm-hmm. meet for the first time,
mm-hmm.
you can see like a
it's
chemistry.
Crazy.
They connect
yeah.
and they hug. It's wild.
Well, this is crazy because Ashley is in Roswell, and this story is crazy because you met a woman on a cruise ship who looked a lot like you and decided to take a DNA test.
The more I looked at her, the more similar she looked. Then I got talking to her, and she has the same father as me. She's my half-sister.
You met this woman on a boat. You just walked up to her randomly and like, we look alike.
Listen, these boats, they have a lot of booze on these cruises.
Yeah, like, get away from me, crazy lady. I don't know you.
I approached her like, this is definitely strange, but I need to talk to you about this. And she was super receptive, and we ended up taking a DNA test to really find out that we truly are sisters.
Please tell me you went on Maury.
And just so we're clear, the DNA test didn't happen on the cruise ship.
No, it was okay. After we did one of those mail-in things.
All right, because I know that you yeah. do a lot of cool stuff on cruises now. They got the, you know, you can drive a golf, you can ride a go-kart on a cruise ship now.
Get your DNA test over
course.
Here. They have DNA test night.
Yeah, buffet to the left, DNA test to the right.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 726, sunny, hot today with a high of 92, 63 now in Midtown. Braves beat the Brewers 3-0. They have an afternoon game today, about 1 o'clock. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you who's going to be at Music Midtown this year in just a minute. But first, if you or someone you love live in a nice neighborhood, law enforcement is warning you to be hyper aware. Over the past few months, burglars have been making their way through nice neighborhoods and breaking into homes, some while the homeowners were even still there. So they're working in groups of 2 to 3 and usually have specific targets in mind. They'll stake out your alarm and surveillance systems and will typically strike at night when they think no one's around. But the most popular thing they're taking is jewelry because it's small, it's easy to get away with, and it's high value.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you're locking your car doors and your house doors and windows. And if you have a security system, that it's on and working. A lot of these places that have been hit have nice security systems, but they just weren't armed at the time that these people broke in.
You hear that, honey? Sorry, no more jewelry for anniversary gifts.
Gosh.
I mean, it's just going to get stolen.
This is pretty cool. Thanks to the help of Georgia's Make-A-Wish Foundation, a local teen was able to see his dreams come true. 17-year-old Jack Breeder was born with a severe heart defect and grew up not being able to do most of the fun things that kids love, like playing sports or even jumping on a trampoline. So he found another passion in filmmaking. He used to do it on his iPhone and his iPod just in his spare time, and now he plans on turning that passion into a career. He got a huge jump start thanks to Make-A-Wish. They just premiered his first feature film called Level 34 at the Atlanta Film Festival. He wrote, direct, and cast it with the help of some incredible movie-making pros down at Trilla Studios
wow,
in Fayetteville.
Nice.
It's kind of like a sci-fi thing based around a kid that has heart problems who's looking for his uncle who they believe was abducted by aliens.
Love it.
So pretty cool. If
Very
you can
cool.
catch this someplace, check him out. He's on Instagram at, I believe, Zach Breeder Films.
Nice. Neat.
Now, yesterday, organizers released the lineup for this year's Music Midtown at Piedmont Park. We'll be rocking out September 17th and 18th with My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy, Atlanta Zone Future, and 2 Chainz, and TikTok phenom Gale, to name a few. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m., and they're expensive. $145 for a two-day general admission and up to $1,300 for VIP. Now, the single-day tickets will go on sale sometime later, closer to the show.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean,
Ted, you were saying you're not thrilled about this lineup, though?
Well, they obviously chose a direction to go in this year. Like, last year was Miley Cyrus, Maroon 5, Jonas Brothers.
Like, pop culture
centered. It was very B98.5-esque. Yeah. This year is very, what did you say, like 90s emo?
Yeah.
So they just chose a direction to go in. Well, I wonder
if it's because, like, everybody they would particularly book is already on tour. I mean, every single artist is on tour this summer and fall.
They got to make that money. Yeah. They were off for 2 years.
They were off for 2 years trying to get loaded now. We provide a safe place for your secrets. It is Confess You're Crazy. Every week we take confessions. Sometimes it feels good to just get stuff off your chest. And we start with an anonymous caller.
I work at a sandwich shop and hate my job. And I hate my customers too. I can see the customers, but they can't see me preparing their food. And I don't do anything nasty to it, but I write insulting names or, like, words with mayo or mustard. I just wish some of them would kind of notice sometimes.
Like, they would peel back the bread and would say, F you, in
dummy.
Mustard.
Yeah.
Thank you for not doing anything to their actual food. I think these, like, customers would be okay.
I think I know Anonymous because I was eating a sandwich the other day and it said fatty.
That one was not me.
Very interesting. So this is happening and we'll never know about it, but she knows. We have a confession that came into the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page.
Yes, this person wanted to remain anonymous as well, but says that they lie about their cat all the time. Huh. They've got an extremely friendly kitty, and he's only like 2 or so, but absolutely adores being pet and loved on. But anytime they have company over, they always warn them that this cat absolutely hates people and is like a devil cat. Not because that they want to be the sole provider or of affection for them, but because they want the guests to have a crazy look on their face when this Satan kitty jumps up in their lap and wants pets.
See, I thought it'd be like, I don't want your filthy fingers all over the same, you know, animal that I
No, they
snuggle
said they love
with.
The look on their face when this that like is crazy cat is like, oh, give me loving.
Fantastic. All right, a confession. And Jen, you're not afraid to say your name?
So this just came up this weekend. My husband is the one who outed me because I have never actually washed my feet. I didn't think anyone washed their feet because, you know, water, it's a shower. Like, the water is soapy.
You wash your feet every time you take a shower. Yeah, the soap and the water hits it.
No,
Drex. Yeah, you don't have
You're
to manually
to scrub
do
your
it.
Feet. Yes, you do.
Like, with a washcloth?
A loofah, a little, you know, puffy sponge you wash your body with. You take it all the way down the leg and do the foot. Yeah. I mean, it's not.
I'm not allowed to touch that stuff, Kara. That's off limits
for
me.
The shower drops are self-cleaning.
Yes.
Who uses washcloths and loofahs? Seriously.
Yeah, we're not a spa or the Ritz-Carlton. It's for rich people.
I'm just glad everybody here washes their feet.
Except for Drex.
Allegedly.
If you have a confession, you can always call us at 404-741-0985 or inbox us, Tad, Drex, and Kara, on Facebook.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Melissa, what's going on?
So I've been dating a guy for a few months. And I think that I've already screwed up the relationship.
I saw in your email that there's some issue with the dog.
His dog, yes. He went out of town for a week and he asked me to watch the dog.
And what happened?
I can't find the dog.
You can't find him? You lost the dog?
things were going really great for like 3 days. I don't really like dogs, and the dog doesn't really like me, but I was trying really hard. And I went over on Saturday, and he was gone.
You lost your boyfriend's dog, and you said that you guys have only been dating for a little while?
Yeah, it's just been like a couple of months.
Does your boyfriend know that the dog is missing yet?
No, I haven't told him.
Oh, gosh. Melissa, we have to do this?
No. That's why I'm calling you guys. I need you guys to help me because I don't know what to do. He loves this dog. I don't even know how I could have lost him. I mean, he was in the house.
This is a big ask. We got to call your boyfriend and let him know that his dog is missing and you have no idea where the dog is.
Yeah, I've called every shelter, every police station. I've looked everywhere. I've asked neighbors.
And you can't put the post on Facebook because then maybe Dalton will see it.
Right, exactly.
So what do you do? You call Tad, Drex, and Kara, right?
That's right.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Melissa lost her boyfriend's dog. She just called us to tell her about it. Needs our help letting him know his dog is missing and asking his forgiveness. Melissa, sit tight as we get your boyfriend on the phone.
Hello?
Morning, Dalton. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. We're calling about your dog, Brutus.
What about him? Why is a radio station calling about my dog?
Well, this is a feature we call Forgive and Forget, and we're looking for forgiveness for your girlfriend because apparently she lost your dog.
What? No. He's not missing. He is with Sam.
Who's Sam?
Samantha is my ex-girlfriend.
Why would you not tell Melissa about this?
Well, based on how it was going, I honestly felt like she wouldn't notice.
Based on how what was going, please don't tell me that. What, did Samantha call you and say that Melissa's doing a bad job trying to make Melissa look bad?
Oh, I have one of those nanny cam things, so I was kind of seeing what was going down.
Why didn't you just, in all the times that we talked, why didn't you just say, hey, Brutus likes this, or hey, why don't you do this, or look like you're nervous.
Dalton, the reason why we have your girlfriend Melissa on the phone is that she was feeling terrible. She thought she lost your dog.
Well, I'm sorry, but I almost thought it was just going to be a relief for you.
How is that a relief?
I felt like I didn't need to check in with you about it.
I've called all over town. I've called police stations. I've gone to like every single shelter.
Yeah, Dalton, were you just trying to punish Melissa for not doing a good job with your dog by not telling her?
No, not at all. I mean, I maybe should have said something, but also she could have checked in with me when she noticed it was missing.
Maybe you should have said something.
I know she doesn't really get along with Brutus, and, you know, I got to be honest,
exactly.
I don't know if I can be with somebody who doesn't like my dog. So I was just hoping if they spent some time together, maybe, you know, she would warm up to him, but I quickly saw that wasn't really going to be the case.
But Dalton, why instantly go to the ex-girlfriend? Was there nobody else to call?
Well, Sam has always really gotten along with Brutus, and I just wanted him to be with somebody he felt comfortable with.
Something tells me, Dalton, that you should probably wait until you're over one relationship before you move on to the next.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm totally over that last relationship, but maybe my dog isn't.
Well, I know I'm over this relationship because this is... You gave me 3 days with that dog.
So, Melissa, you called because you wanted forgiveness. Do you still want the forgiveness from Dalton, your boyfriend?
No. He should be asking me for forgiveness for putting me through hell.
B just wasn't comfortable with you yet.
Well, good luck with, you know, B and your ex-girlfriend and the nanny cam and your weird like surveillance.
Lots of people have nanny cams. It's not that weird, especially if you got a pet. If you could just leave the key under the mat before you go, that would be great.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, I think we are doing Melissa a big favor.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at her on the camera right now, and she does look kind of happy.
Oh, my God.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Janet got in a big fight with her daughter because her daughter just flat out refuses to accept any help from her parents. We'll find out what they're offering tomorrow morning at 7 on Forgive and Forget.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Hey, Kelsey and Noonan.
Yes.
I got some great news. Kara has been yawning. So maybe, while you're answering the questions, she'll fall asleep and you'll be able to win her money.
All right.
Why don't you kick her out?
All right. Bye, Kara.
See you, Kelsey. Good luck.
Thank you.
Rock-a-bye, baby. All right. Let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. We'll ask you 5 trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number 1, Canadian coffee shop Tim Hortons is teaming up with what pop star to release Biebs Brew?
Justin Bieber.
Question 2, fans think a new Nick Cannon song is a plea to reunite with his ex-wife Mariah Carey. True or false, Mariah recently purchased a $5 million Sandy Springs mansion.
True.
Number 3, a 2-year-old in Texas used DoorDash to order 31 cheeseburgers from McDonald's. What's the name of Uber's food delivery service?
Uber Eats.
Number 4, the average price for a gallon of gas now over $4 in every state in the country. What West Coast state has the highest price at over $6 a gallon?
California.
Number 5, Taylor Swift will give the commencement speech at a New York college this afternoon. Taylor's parents named her after what Fire and Rain folk singer? Didn't know this. It's a folk singer. Last name is obviously Taylor. It's a guy.
3, 2.
I have no idea.
All right. Carol will know that.
You think? I mean, well, if you serve it up on a platter like you did to Kelsey, she will.
I'm not going
to
do that for Kara. Everybody
knows
that.
But Kelsey knocked the first 4 out real well.
Ready, Kara? Same questions?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Canadian coffee shop Tim Hortons is teaming up with what pop star to release Biebs Brew?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, question 1's a softball. Kelsey Riott got it right. 1-1.
Number 2, fans think a new Nick Cannon song is a plea to reunite with his ex-wife Mariah Carey. True or false, Mariah recently purchased a $5 million Sandy Springs mansion.
That's true.
That's what Kelsey said, 2-2.
Number 3, a 2-year-old in Texas used DoorDash to order 31 cheeseburgers from Mickey D's. What's the name of Uber's food delivery service?
Uber Eats.
Kelsey answered it quickly, making me believe she orders it a lot. 3-3.
How dare you? Number 4, the average price for a gallon of gas now over $4 in every state in the country. What West Coast state has the highest price at over $6 a gallon?
California.
They also have the most electric vehicles. That goes side by side. All right, Kelsey said that. 4-4.
Finally, number 5, Taylor Swift will give the commencement speech at a New York college this afternoon. Taylor's parents named her after what Fire and Rain folk singer?
James Taylor.
That's what we were looking for, Kelsey.
Didn't need any help, did she?
All right, final score, 5-4. Kelsey and Noonan, are you smarter than Kara?
I am not.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,275 wins and 39 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Kelsey.
All right.
Listen, you didn't win the cash, but you got to keep your head up. Whoa. tickets to go see Andy Grammer, Center Stage, June 23rd. They're on sale, Ticketmaster.com.
All right, thank you.
We play every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. Go ahead and sign up if you want to play. You can sign up in advance. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.